Dorothy Kane with D-System South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there, this is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm in love with you, because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm also exhausted. It's too many mind games, but tomorrow, Lord willing, I'll be doing an 8-mile hike, so that'll help. That's refreshing. Refreshing for the head, obviously. You know, it's interesting, I'm not fatigued after 8-mile hike anymore. It used to be 5, it would kill me. Now, 8, nothing. So many things have been on my mind. I do wonder, because I saw again today, and I've seen this before, and I've mentioned it before, number of people who are on antidepressants and opium or opiate-based products and so forth apparently is huge. The death rate is extremely high, and the odds are, if you go by statistics, at least one or more than one of my own immediate family will be impacted by this, and it concerns me. And considering how it does seem that my family turns to the institution, the likelihood is very high, and it concerns me. The other thing, you know, there's a lot of things going on in the news now about Jeffrey Epstein and about things happening in Iran, just like things that have happened in Russia and so forth, and so much of it is misinformation, it's a distraction, and I've been studying this. You know, you look at, because right now Epstein and events in Iran are making the news, but in both cases, what you have is people who get people in compromised positions in order to give them power, and then when they have them in power, they can impose upon them to do things that are inappropriate. Different techniques. Epstein uses the sex the military industrial complex uses just the simply lure of power, and I think sex too. But you know, it's you may recall we had the one gentleman came over who was. Part of the, at the time, was the Big Eight accounting firms. And he talked about how he went to a meeting with all the other executives and so forth, and he was the only one faithful to his wife. That's the norm, because you got to compromise to get ahead. And I think that's why I can't get ahead. Because, you see, I am committed, and I remain faithful to my one and only wife. And it costs you. It'll cost you dearly. And I want to encourage my kids to live that. They don't have that role model set before them except by their dad. And their dad is being shielded from them because apparently you don't want them to see that role model. And I find that most unfortunate. But I'm still proclaiming it to the world. Dorothy Jane, I love you.